Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold, Isaiah 55, he won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you, amen. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
I thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
We can never be ashamed to give some praise, amen. Amen. So we are people, we're supposed to be people of praise. And we come here to give the Lord some praise. And so let's put our hands together again, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Put your hands together again, amen. And shout hallelujah. Amen. Praise God, amen. You got a scripture, sister? Amen. You normally got the scripture over there. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
My joy that you be right-minded in heaven, the same love being for one of the ones of our minds.
Amen. 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 We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. We're going to be like-minded. Amen. Can we all just put our hands together again? Amen. Give Lord some praise. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Because you are good. And your mercy is good forever. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. For you are good. And your mercy is good forever, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. Because you are good. And your mercy is good forever. We praise you, O Lord. Hallelujah. We lift our hands. Hallelujah. Give God some praise because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. And we just want to thank God today. Amen. As we come here to lift up the Lord is good. Amen. And his mercy endureth forever. The Lord is the Lord of lords. And he's King of kings. He's King of glory. He's King of praise, amen. And we come to give him the praise, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for this time that we all come together this morning. Amen. And we appreciate God, you know. I realized that I laid down last night and I wouldn't have got up this morning. If it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, you know, you wouldn't have got up this morning if it hadn't been for God that was on your side. Hallelujah. And so that's why we need to always give God some thanks, give God some praise, because you know it was God that woke you up this morning, started you on your way. What did he say? He didn't have to do it.
But he did.
But he did, amen. Somebody said he didn't have to save me.
But he did,
amen. Hallelujah. He didn't have to deliver you. But he did, amen. And none of the things that he did, he didn't have to do it. Amen. Praise God. When we say we're saved by grace, amen, it was no goodness of your own that you got saved, but it was because of what? His goodness, amen. It was his mercy, amen, the reason you said that you got saved, amen. Because, you know, we was all in sin, amen. We was doing everything that we wanted to do, or everything that we thought we was big enough to do. But it was God that reached down and had mercy on you. And the only reason that you're here now is because of God's mercy, amen. It wasn't that you were so drawn to him that it was that he was drawn to you. Amen.
And so he was drawn to you and he drew you to him.
Hallelujah.
Because he's always been there. He's always been in his place. But it's just us, it's just man is the one that's been out of place with God. Not God has always been where he was even when he created everything. Amen. And he put man in this certain place. And when he put man in this certain place, he put the man in the garden, he put him in a spot. But they gave him everything that he needed in the spot, amen. But it was man that left this place. God has never left this place, amen. He's been in the same place, amen, he was, amen, ever since he created the earth and everything they said. So I just want to thank God and all of you who are home this morning, all of you online this morning, all of you on Facebook this morning. I just want to thank God this morning, amen. I feel kind of full this morning, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And when I feel full, you know, that means God is moving. I feel the Holy Ghost moving on the inside of you, amen. And so I thank God, amen. Yeah. Amen. It's good. It's good. It's good to know God is with me, amen. It's good to know, amen, that if I get a little heavy sometime, I have a God that can lift me up, amen. Praise God. It's good to know that, amen, when God is with you, amen, no matter what you're going through, God is there to help you. It's good to know you got some help, amen. It's good to know, amen, that you can call on somebody whenever you need them, amen. It don't matter what time it is that you can call on God. It's good to know that you got some help, amen. Know that you're not by yourself. You know, when you're feeling alone, you don't feel like nobody there to help you, nobody there to do nothing for you. But thank God he's always there, amen. I want to tell you, if you have some need today, God is always there, amen. He's just a prayer away. And whatever you need in your life, he's just a prayer away. Amen? Amen. Come on, sister, we're going to get some scripture here, amen. Amen. Mark chapter 4 of Luke 4.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want you to start with that, if you would, if you just do Mark 4. Hallelujah.
1:4 and 37.
I'll go up a little bit. 35, 34, 35. I want to see where it started.
34. So the Isaiah parable spoke he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. And he, in the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let's pass over unto the other side.
What is that, Luke? What? Forward what?
Mark.
Mark.
4 and 34.
Mark 4 and 34, so you know where we are. Amen. Read on.
And when they had sent him with the multitude, he took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ship. And there rose a great storm. A wind.
And there rose a great
storm. And the waves beat into the ship so that it not feel. And he was in the hinder part of the ship. And she on his pillow.
Yes.
And they waking him and saying unto him, Master, carry thou not that we perish. And he arose and rebuked the wind and went unto the sea. Peace be still.
Peace be still.
And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?
Why is it that you don't have no faith? Amen. That's good. Amen. Amen. You know, in reading the scriptures, I just want to use a subject that they struggle. When I was reading it earlier today, I was reading that scripture there, and I started thinking about the struggle that Jesus had told them to go on the other side, to go to another place. And in order to get to the other side, there was a struggle. The wind came up against them because what? They're trying to get to the other side, amen. And then when you look in life today, that everybody's trying to be to, or trying to get to the other side. And you have to realize that even though you're trying to get to the other side, that's always going to be so.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there's always going to be some struggle because the wind is always contrary to whatever you're trying to do to the Lord. There's always, the wind is always contrary. And because the wind is contrary, there's going to be struggle. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's really wrong with the world today. The world is in a struggle today. Amen?
Amen.
People are in trouble today, and they're struggling. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They don't know where to turn. Because of the things that is taking place in life.
Hallelujah.
And because all the things that's taken place in their life, and now they are struggling with life itself. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. I was reading in the book of, I believe, 2 Samuel. It was talking about Tamar, one of David's daughters that got raped. Tamar got raped by her brother. And when he got raped by Ammon, I believe that was his name, in the 13th chapter of 2 Samuel. She got raped by her brother Ammon, and after she was raped, he hated her more and more and more. And I realized these kind of things that's taking place in people's lives, and now they're struggling. They're struggling with the things that took place in their life, amen. They're struggling because they're raped, and what it is, they're feeling guilty of. Even though they're feeling guilty about something that it wasn't even their fault, but they're still struggling with the guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Jesus came to deliver us. He is a deliverer. He came to deliver you from the guilt and to let you know whatever happened to you in that time is not your fault. Stop feeling guilty about something that somebody else did to you. This is why Jesus came to be a deliverer. He said, I came to deliver you. I came to set you free from feeling guilty. Because a lot of times those things take place in your life and you wonder within yourself, why did it happen to me? Hmm?
Amen.
And you're feeling bad about yourself because you're asking the question, well, why did something like this happen to me? And all of a sudden, deep down on the inside, you're still struggling. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're still struggling about the things that took place in your life. And you're still struggling with the things that was done to you while you was growing up, while you was a child. And even now, you've grown and everything, but you're still dealing with the struggle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, you want answers. You want answers. You know how it is that people, they're looking for answers, and they're looking into all the wrong places, amen. I said, Jesus is the answer to all things, amen.
Amen.
He has the answer to your struggle, amen. Because you may not know why I'm struggling, but you see, there's an answer to your struggle, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And see, that is what it is we take place. When we come to the Lord, we come to the Lord because we're looking for answers. Why am I feeling the way that I feel? And why did I go through the things that I went through? And so now I'm struggling with my past.
Mm-hmm.
When I say I'm struggling with my past, I'm struggling with the things that took place. Maybe it was back behind me, back there somewhere. But some things took place in my life, and I'm still struggling with it, amen? That's why Paul said, I got to forget about the things that are behind me. I got to reach forth to the things that are before me, because he realized even though the things that are behind him, it still was a struggle for him to move forward. And what I'm saying today, Jesus is the one that helps us to move forward, because he came to give us purpose in life. You see, when you're dealing with struggle, and if you have no purpose, amen, in life, then you can't deal with your struggle, amen. If you don't overcome one thing, you have to move into a new thing, amen. Praise God. Amen. To overcome one something, you have to take on something else. If you quit doing one thing, then you have to go through something else. You have to replace something with something, amen. I'm trying to say you need to replace your struggle and think about the struggle that Jesus went through. When you realize why he went through it, then you can also give yourself an answer why he went through it, amen. I think it's Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18, Sister Paige. Let's see why. See, you might ask, why did this happen to me? Why did I go through this? And I'm struggling with why this happened to me. But I believe in Hebrews 2 and 18, you know, it says that Jesus, he was tempted like we was. He went through, amen. So what? He'll know how to help us. But that's what it says, Sister Paige. 2 and 18, I believe, the last verse.
But he himself has suffered.
Being tempted. He is able to occur. He's able to help them, amen. Attempted. That God tempted, amen. That's what he's saying here. Even though you went through what you went through, amen, God allowed you to go through that, amen. He allowed you to experience that, and you thought it was a problem with it, but no, he allowed you to experience that so that you can help somebody else in the same situation. And you've been struggling with it, and you've been asking, well, Lord, why did I go through this? Why did this happen to me, Lord? Hallelujah. Why did that have to happen to me? And he said, well, my grace is sufficient for you, amen. Hallelujah. I give you grace to be able to endure it because, well, I won't allow any more to be put on you than you was able to bear, amen. He knew you was able to endure it, even when you went through it, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. Amen. And now you have a testimony, what, of the thing that you endured and the thing that the God brought you through. See, you would have never had a testimony about the goodness of God except that he brought you through it.
Amen.
Amen. And you might ask yourself, well, why do you allow me to go through it? Because he wanted you to know that he could bring you through. He wanted to know he can bring you out of it, amen. And all of you that are struggling right now, you're struggling with your past, amen. You can forget your past because what? The Lord has died and shed in his blood, amen, so that you can be forgiven of your past.
Amen.
You don't have to keep living your past. Now we want to live the future because what? Jesus came and put the past behind you, and then he gave you a future, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So you don't have to be looking back. Yeah, I went through that. Yes, that happened to me. Amen. But what? He brought me through it. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, I say God won't bring you through something unless he can bring you through it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Every victory dance, every victory praise that you had, it was where God brought him through something. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why they shout. This is why we shout. This is why we praise God, because we've been through something. We've been struggling, but yet God gave us the ability to be able to deal with it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You're struggling with your pain. Each and every day that you struggle with some pain, I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. My bones ache sometimes. My elbow aches. My back aches sometimes. And even though I'm struggling with my back aches and struggling with my pain, I still know, amen, because I have a future that is ahead of me. I know where. I know that I have hope, amen. If I don't get all my hope here, I know I have a hope in faith because what? Christ Jesus is your hope, amen. He's the hope of glory, amen. He's the hope of a better life, amen. He's the hope of a better place. He's the hope of a better thing. He's the hope. He is your hope, amen. Hallelujah. And not only is your hope, he's your help.
Yes, amen.
Amen. You see, whenever you're struggling, you need some help.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus is a helper. Amen. You know, when I looked at Luke chapter 4 and 18, what he said, I came to heal the broken in heart. Amen. Come on, if you're broken hearted, he said, I want to heal your broken heart. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're in pain, Jesus said, I want to heal your pain. I didn't come to condemn you, but I came to save you. Amen. I came to deliver you because I know you're in pain, but I came to deliver your pain. But if you look at my pain and the thing that I endured that I went through for you, amen, but then you're more apt to be able to go through the same thing and endure the same pain is because you're looking for the same glory.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Say, I'm looking for some glory out of this. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And everything that I've been through, amen, all of my struggle that I've been through, I realize I'm going to be rewarded for my struggle. Come on, amen.
Amen.
He said, well, I'm going to reward you double for your trouble, for every pain that you've been through. Hallelujah. And for every ache that you've been through, amen. I'm going to reward you double according to, I believe, in this Isaiah chapter 57, I believe. He said, I'm going to reward you double for your trouble. So there's the reward for your your pain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to reward you for everything that you went through. For every idle word that was spoken to get you, I'm going to reward you for it. Hallelujah. And for everything they did to you, amen, I'm going to repay you, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything, everybody that talked about you while you're going through your struggle, amen, he said, I'm going to reward you for it. For every idle word that's been spoken to you, God, I'm going to reward you for your struggle.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
When they said you wasn't going to make it and you wasn't going to be that. He said, I'm going to reward you for every idle thing that's been against you. Hallelujah. When they said you wasn't going to make it, you wasn't going to be able to endure it, but you made it, but you made it, but you made it. In your struggle, you made it, amen. Hallelujah. When you realize that you're struggling, amen, then this is what you call endurance.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hmm?
Yes, Lord.
See, if you're going to endure something, it takes struggle. To endure something, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And God called us to be an endurance people, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People that won't wear out. People that won't quit, amen. People that keep going no matter what the situation is. Hallelujah. Even in your struggle, you keep pushing, amen. You don't quit. You don't turn your back. You don't lose your faith. You don't lose your hope.
Hallelujah.
Because Jesus is that hope, amen. He is the hope of glory, amen. And because he got victory, amen, he said, I'm going to give you victory. I came to give you victory.
Yes, thank you.
And your struggle is the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And the storm that's trying to hinder you from accomplishing your goal.
Yes.
And so you know you got the struggle.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, any time a man that's lifted weight, you know, it's a struggle when he first started out lifting the weight, amen, to build up his muscles. You know, the Bible talks about body exercise, but we talk about this, a spiritual exercise, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And then when you're struggling with something, does that mean that I'm applying pressure to it? I'm pushing against. I'm fighting against it, amen.
Amen.
In this struggle, you know what I mean? Jesus came to deliver you from your struggle, from your pain. Came to deliver you from that hurt. Yes, it was raped, but he came to deliver you from the hurt and the pain of it and the guilt of it and stop you from feeling bad about what took place in your life, amen. There was the devil that did it, but God said, I will reward you for it.
Hallelujah.
Whenever the devil did, he's going to repay you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so stop feeling guilty. Maybe you need to tell somebody about it. Maybe you need to talk about what took place in your life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason you're struggling with it right now is because what? You feel ashamed to tell somebody about it, amen. See, shame is the enemy of deliverance, amen. Because I don't want to tell nobody, amen. Come on, this is why the Bible said we have to confess. But we have to confess that thing in order to get over this struggle. You got to confess it. You got to talk about it. You got to tell somebody about it, amen. Don't keep that thing on the inside because as long as you keep it on the inside, what does it do? It hinders you. It stops you. It's just like a wind. It's like a storm. It stops you from moving forth because you're always thinking about it. The wind was contrary to them trying to get to the other side, amen.
Amen.
And then in another context of the scripture, it says, the harder they rowed, the more the wind blew, amen. They was in a struggle, amen. And you got, if you're going to deal with life struggles, you need help in dealing with life struggles. This is why Jesus said when the Holy Spirit has come, he's going to come. I'll be a helper to you. He's going to come to be an aid to you, amen.
Amen.
He's going to be beside you, amen.
Amen.
Not only beside you, but he's going to be in you. Well, to help you get through the pain.
Yes.
To help you get through the struggle, amen.
Amen.
He's going to lead you to the Holy Spirit. Say,
yes.
I'm going to lead you to the truth, amen.
Amen.
And the truth is going to make you free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In your struggle. See, this is where we find God. And most of the time you find God in your struggle.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time you find the Lord in your pain.
Yes,
most of the time we find God when we're going through something. And sometimes God just allows them things to come upon you so that you can seek out them.
Amen.
Because many times people won't seek God unless they have an intense struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And so he allows struggle to come in your life so that you can call on him, amen.
Amen.
So he can come and aid you, so that he can come and help you, amen. See, Jesus came to help us in our struggle because he saw something that we couldn't do on our own. He knew, amen, he knew that we couldn't make it on our own. So he had to come down himself. Then God came down and put on sin for like flesh, amen. Sin for like flesh. It didn't say it was sin for flesh, amen. He came down and put on flesh, amen. Because he wanted to come down and help mankind because he saw mankind in the struggle. He saw mankind in a place that he couldn't do nothing for himself, amen. He was in a situation where he couldn't help himself, amen. You see, right now in your struggle, maybe you're in a place that you can't help yourself, but God is always available.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Well, you can't get anyone else to bring you to, the Lord is always available. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now I want the 9 and 8. Now I want that 6. Now, Sister Peggy, you can read it now. Hallelujah. I'm on Psalm chapter 9, amen.
Hallelujah.
We're going to get to it now, you say, amen. Hallelujah. Read.
Psalm 99. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed.
And know what it said, he'll be a refuge. The Lord also, read that, what's the scripture say?
The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed.
He said he'll be a refuge for the oppressed, amen. See, people are struggling, they are most of the time oppressed. They deal with mental issues a lot of time. In the stress, you know, oppressed. But the Lord said he'll be a, when you talk about being a refuge, that means, but the Lord will be a place of safety. Yeah, refuge is a place of safety, amen. Mm-hmm. He said the Lord will be your place of safety. And we all need a hiding place, amen. We need a safe place, amen. You know, as they always say, when you're going through, you need a safe place, amen.
Amen.
When you're being oppressed, you need a safe place, amen. When I say a safe place, you need somewhere that you can run to, amen. In order to get away from you, to try to get away from the struggle. And most of the time trying to get away from the struggle, well, sometimes this is why people get into drugs, because what? They're in a struggle and they're trying to find a way to get away from their pain. They're trying to escape their hurt, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? They're trying to escape the storm that has taken place in their life. They're trying to escape the mental anguish that's going on in their mind, and this is their problem today. They got mental anguish, amen. But what's the fact? The Lord is what?
A refuge for the oppressed.
He's a refuge for the oppressed. So if you're oppressed, you don't have to stay oppressed no more, because the Lord will deliver you from your oppression, because he came to deliver us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't come to put you down. He didn't come to condemn you, amen. What did he tell the woman that was caught? Well, they called it an adultery, amen. I don't know how they called it an adultery unless they were there. Amen. In order for them to catch her, they had to be down at the motel too, maybe. And in order for them to see her, they had to be down there too. You know what I'm saying, man? How we are always condemning folks about the things they do. And then, in order for you to see me somewhere, you have to be there too. But the thing about it, Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn you. Well, he said, go your way and sin no more. He said, repent. Amen. By the way, he said, go and sin no more. He was saying, repent. But I'm trying to say, whenever you're in your condemning moment with your struggle, the Lord said, I don't condemn you, amen. Praise God. I didn't come to condemn you, but I came to save you. And I came to deliver you out of your stuff. I didn't come to condemn you into stuff. I came to deliver you out of it.
Amen.
I don't want you to feel bad about what you did now, because I came to deliver you out of it. I just don't want you to stay in it. Amen. If you were oppressed, God came to deliver you from your oppression.
Amen.
Those that are oppressed, he's your hiding place. He said, well, I'll be my hiding place, amen, because he gives purpose. He put purpose in your life. See, you don't realize that when you got purpose in life, you're doing something else, you kind of forget about the other stuff. Mm-hmm. In order to overcome one thing, amen, you put something else in place, amen. You put purpose in mind. He let you know now. He said, now, you're going through now when you suffer He said, now if you suffer with me now, you can reign with me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Come on now. See, he's taken where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He's taken where you are. Amen. And he's given purpose for what you're going through.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Come on, say it. I said, Jesus will give you purpose for what you went through. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I know you might have been raped, but he can give purpose for it. But bold out there, get somebody else that's been raped for. Lift them up and tell them they've been overcoming. Amen. Tell them they can get through. They said, how did you get through that? It was Jesus that got you through.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And there's your testimony, because nobody else can give a testimony like your testimony, because they didn't experience it like you did.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm talking about Jesus this morning, amen.
Amen.
He came to deliver you from your struggle. In other words, he came to make the struggle easy. Because, you know, when you're doing things with purpose in it, it becomes a little more easier. If I'm striving for something for a reward, that makes it more easy to do, amen. See, the Lord wants to reward us, amen. And I believe his revelation talks about he's coming with a reward, amen. He's coming to reward for those who are doing good, and he's going to reward those who've done evil, amen. That means if you've been good, he's going to reward you done evil. But even for your struggle, he's going to reward you for your struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when you get paid, hallelujah. When you get paid for it, amen. You go to work.
Yeah,
I mean, you struggle to get up in the morning, but because you're looking at that check, you're more eager to go. Amen. You're more able to endure that day because what? You're looking for a paycheck, amen. Come on, said Jesus for the reward you for. He got a paycheck. Payday is coming after a while. How many know that payday is coming after a while? For all of your struggles from pay is coming, amen. Eternal life, amen. I've got a reward, and so therefore I can endure my struggle because I know there's a reward. That's payday coming, amen.
Yes.
So, I can go through this because I got a payday coming, amen. I can endure this because I got a payday coming, amen. I might not have nothing right now, but I can endure this because I'm looking forward. I know I got something better.
Yes, Lord.
What the Hebrew said, he's got better promises and we got better hope than what they had in the old. We got better hope and better promises. I can endure this. My struggle.
Mm-hmm.
The wind's supposed to be contrary to you. Because the devil is always trying to stop you from succeeding.
Amen.
In order to have success, everybody who has any kind of success, whether it's life success, money success, spiritual success, it don't matter what type of success it was, come on, say they endured something.
Amen.
They went through something, amen. If you got a business, amen, you had for a while, you endured some stuff, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You had sleepless nights. Amen. When the telephone rang in the middle of the night, you jump up sweating. What broke down? Somebody in the other way. Somebody killed. I mean, those are the kind of things you endure. Amen. But you see, when you're enduring things for Jesus, hallelujah, praise God. You got a sure reward. Amen. Hallelujah. You got a heavenly reward. Amen. And not only just an earthly reward, but you have a heavenly reward before you. Amen. But it's going to be a struggle to get to the other side.
Yes,
hallelujah. You're changing places, amen. You know, whenever you leave the world and come over to God, you're changing sides. It's a struggle to get from the flesh to the spirit. It's a struggle to get from flesh to spirit, amen. Jesus had to go through all sorts of things. What is that? I want to prepare a place for you for where I am, there you might be also. St. John 14, amen. I'm going to prepare a place for you. For where I am there, you may be also, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, unless I die, the Holy Spirit won't come unto you, amen.
Right.
But if I go away, I'll send him back to you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so God sent back the Holy Spirit, amen,
yes,
to help us with our struggle, amen,
yes,
so that when we back, so that you can have an assurance that through the Holy Spirit, amen, the Holy Spirit is your guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, say, I got my guarantee.
I got my guarantee.
I got my warrants. And no matter what nobody said, if he says the Holy Spirit is the guarantee, is your warrant, or he gives you assurance, hey man, that's just a guarantee. Then. He gives you assurance, and so you have assurance in your struggle that you're going to make it.
Amen.
Better to keep doing. Better to keep pushing. The more the wind blows, the more they roll. Amen. The harder it became. Amen. But the harder, you know, whenever you're rowing, the harder things become. Amen. The stronger you become in your faith.
Yes.
Amen. And the stronger you become in your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Come on. You want to build up your faith. Amen. You believe in that what? God is able. How do you know that God is able? Amen.
Amen.
Is he able?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you know that he's able when I'm in my struggle, I know he's able to help me to overcome anything. Hallelujah. I say God can do anything. Amen. There's no lack in God. Amen. There's no slack in the Lord. Amen. The Lord is able to do anything but fail us.
Amen.
Amen. Why don't you say again, Sister Faith Reed?
The Lord also will be a rescue for the oppressed, a rescue in times of trouble.
Now, he'll be a rescue in the time of trouble. Amen. Mm-hmm. Come on, he'll be your hiding place. Amen. Hallelujah. What is that? I hide you from the storms and the winds of life. You'll be my, I'll be your hiding place. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
When you get in trouble, amen. When you get in the lion's den, amen. I take away the lion's hunger, amen. Hallelujah. So that he won't eat you, amen. He was a refuge, amen. He was a place of safety for Daniel. And even though Daniel was in a struggle, he was going through, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Hebrew boys was going through the flames of fire, but he said, well, I'll be your air conditioning in the flame. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, amen. I keep you cool, even when they heat things up seven times hotter than it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
I'll be an air conditioner, hallelujah, even in your fire. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you, if you're in the fire, see, the fire is nothing but a struggle.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. You got some fire going on, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But he said, I won't even have the fire to burn.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the thing that's trying to burn you up will be the thing that saves you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on. Well, when the Hebrew boys got into the furnace, the only thing got burned was the cords off their hands. The thing that had bound them was the thing that the fire burned and God set them free. Come on, somebody. I said, Jesus came to set you free from your bondage, amen. He came to set you free from your hurts, amen. Because even though you're in the struggle, he came to free you up from it. Because, you see, most of the time your struggle is because of the way you're thinking about it. You thought it was a bad thing. And then he turned right around and he said, look here. Let me take what happened to you and use it to help somebody else. I'm going to use what happened to you to deliver somebody else. I'm going to turn this thing around, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, I think God is turning around. Come on, amen. What is that? He called Romans 8:26, I believe, but right in the Romans 8, he said, well, I caused everything to work together for your good, amen. I turned your struggle around, amen, into victory, amen. I turned your problem, amen, to being a problem solver, amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Come on. This is why we got to have our hope and our faith in Jesus, because what? Jesus came to turn things around for you.
Glory.
He didn't come to keep you in the same condition, the same state you were in. He came to deliver you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's a deliverer. He came to set you free.
He did.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not keep you the same. Whatever you're struggling with, Jesus can help with it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're struggling with everything these days. Men are struggling with their, I don't know what it's called, sexuality. Women struggling with their sexuality. Children struggling with their sexuality. They don't know which side to get on. They don't know what side to be on. The world is telling them it's all right. And then they're struggling with it on the inside. Some of them, you know, this is why we got so much, what do they call it when you do something to yourself?
Suicide.
We got so much suicide going on.
Yes,
it is. Because they're struggling with it. They don't know how to handle it. They feel it a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They got some feelings. They do have feelings going on inside.
Yes.
No matter who they are.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Because you got feelings. You might not be in that shape, but you got some feelings going on the inside of you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Sometimes.
Yes.
You're struggling with something, amen. You know, we all struggling with something, amen.
Amen.
But Jesus, I came to get you delivered from it. If you change the way you think about it, amen, and turn away from it, I can help you.
Mm-hmm.
If you seek me. But most of the time, we seek everything but the one that can deliver us.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
We turn to everything but that can deliver us, amen. We get all the remedies from the world, but we don't go to the Word of God to try to find the remedies, amen, to help us, amen. I'm saying there's some remedies in here, amen. Come on, amen. There's some prescriptions in here, amen.
Yes.
There's some prescriptions.
Yes.
We talk about prescription. This is what the Word of God. The Word of God is a prescription that we need to take each and every day, amen. If Jesus said, if you seek me, you shall find me. And I won't turn away from you. I will deliver you. I will set you free. It's a scripture, but we go to Walmart and we'll see all the prescriptions. But what about the prescription of the day? Isaiah 55. What? Seek ye the Lord. What? Isaiah 55. Okay. Seek ye the Lord. What? While he might be found. Call upon him while he is near. Huh? Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Huh? Read that.
Isaiah 55 and verse 6.
Uh-huh.
Seek the Lord while he may be found.
Here's the prescription to some of your pain.
Call upon him while he is near.
Here's the prescription to some of your hurt.
And the wicked forsake his way.
Come on, forsake your way and turn from your way to turn to his way. Forsake your way. But you've been trying to do it, you ain't made it yet. You ain't overcome nothing yet. Because you're trying to do it your way.
Mm-hmm.
Struggle, amen. People struggling with themselves today, amen.
Amen.
They don't know who they are. They don't think they're good enough for nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And so because they don't feel like they're good enough for nobody, they just step in about it, right? They don't feel like they love about nobody. And then they just accept anything because of their struggle, amen. You're struggling within yourself for your identity. I wonder who I am, amen. Come on. I am somebody, amen. Come on, God made me somebody, amen. Hallelujah. No matter what the devil says, I am somebody, amen. I may have been raised on the wrong side of the track, but I'm still somebody, amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I may have been raised in a two-room shack, but I'm still somebody, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wait, and I might be broke, but I'm still somebody, amen. Come on, amen. I know you're struggling with yourself. You're trying to find some identity, but your identity is found in Christ, amen.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. If you're going to find yourself, you're going to find yourself in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You are somebody. The devil been lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't look good enough. You're too fat.
Mm-hmm.
You're too skinny.
Mm-hmm.
You're too ugly. Your hair ain't too short. Your hair too long, amen. You know, all the things you're struggling with, amen. Because you've been watching TV so much, and you look at the people, all the movie stars on there, because they look like they fine and fit, and you want to be like them, amen. And I realize they're killing themselves and dying for all the drugs and stuff like that. And you want to be like them because, you know, you're trying to set your identity to be like them. Come on. Why don't you want to be like Jesus?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
What did Paul say in 1 Corinthians 15, I believe it's 47? But it's close, if I miss it. But it says what? I am who I am by the grace of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I am that I am by the grace of God. Amen. It is God who has made me who I am.
Yes.
I believe it's Colossians chapter 1. It says he's made me fit too. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's made me fit to be. I didn't deserve to be. I wasn't worthy to be, but because of his bloodshed that he shed on the cross for me, he made me fit. Amen.
Yes.
Come on, he made me somebody. Amen.
Amen.
I said, Jesus can make you somebody. If you're feeling like you're nobody right now, it's because of a past experience or something that took place in your life in the past. He said, I can turn that around for you, amen. If you would come to me and give your life to me, I can turn that thing around, amen.
Yes,
praise
amen.
God. If you was molested, amen, when you was a young child or whatever, I can turn that thing around. I can use that thing to work for, to not only when you bless others, but amen. You can bless me with the thing that took place for you. Jesus said, I want to turn it around for you.
Amen.
And so you can stop struggling with it and think that it only happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think we're the only one, amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
See, that's why sometimes you need to tell your testimony sometimes, because you find out. And listen to other people's testimony, you'll find out you're not the only one that happens.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You got a family. You got a family of people, amen. You got raped by your uncle.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with it. You're struggling with it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to tell nobody. You're holding on to it. You're struggling with it. You got raped at school, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Some boy pushed you in the closet, locked you in there, now you back here of a and cloned you. Struggling with that, amen. I had a lady, she was 9 years old. I don't know what she was, like 69. She was 9 years old. And if you got in the, if you're born up the elevator, she'd get in the elevator and she'd be like this.
Well, what's wrong with you? Oh, I ain't nothing. I ain't nothing.
He's just shaking in the elevator now.
And then finally one day I said, you ever been molested or something?
No. Never, Paige. No. And then about a week later, she called me up, you know, when I was 9 years old. I was staying with the pastor, and his son had locked me up in the closet and raped me. She had blocked it out of her mind.
Hmm?
Had blocked it out of her mind for over 9 years. Over 40 years, she had blocked it out of her mind. And she didn't even know what was going on in her life. She didn't know why. If she got in the car, the first thing she's going to do, don't roll the window down. You know, you'll ride with people like that now. Those are people who usually been in jail or something, amen. And they can't stand to be enclosed in, amen. Because she had been locked in a place that she didn't want to be. She was struggling with that thing all of her life, amen. Almost 50-some years, she was struggling with the pain of it. Until finally, she was able to talk about it and got a release from it, amen. I'm telling you, if you're struggling, give it to Jesus, amen. Turn it over to the Lord. Tell Jesus about it. He said, confess your sin. Confess your fault. Confess your fault one to the another that what? We might be able to help one another and save one another. You see, in your struggle, if you're struggling with it, you got to overcome it. You know, a lot of people got problems because that happened to them. Well, we got some people that got sexual problems. And because of something that happened to them, they ain't talked about. And then when it happened to them, they became frustrated. What you call frustrated? They became frustrated or they became, what you call it? Somebody said you get excited. But anyway, they became frustrated because of what happened to them. And they got problems now that they're dealing with is because of the incident that took place in their life at that time. Mm-hmm. When they was raped at that time, it was a, what you want to call, oh, geez. I can't find the words, though. But what? It was a traumatic experience. It was a traumatic experience. And all of a sudden, you know what it did? It quickened something in their mind, amen, of the experience. And now they're still struggling with it right now in a different way. Sometimes they're doing things to themselves because what? They're trying to find that experience that they had seen, even though it was a traumatic experience that took place in their life, amen. But the excitement
Have you ever noticed that things can be exciting at one time and then it be ridiculous in another? Anybody ever dealt with that? I mean, it was, I won't call it awesome, but at the same time, it was exciting. You were going through something. It was an experience that you didn't like, but yet it became exciting. And then you go back and look for the experience again. It's kind of like crack cocaine. What I mean by crack cocaine, you know, once you do it one time, you get to that experience the first time, you go back all of your life looking for the same experience, and you never find it. Mm-hmm. But what are you looking for? You're looking for the same excitement in it that you had the first time you did. And so even though we go through experience in life and things take place in our life, amen, and even though it was a traumatic experience, but at the same time, it was an exciting experience, and then you go back looking for that same excitement in it and you never find it. Because it's something that got in you, something that got in your mind, amen, got in your thoughts. In other words, it's, but what do they call that thing? Makes you desire things, appetizer. Is that a good word? I'm going to call it. Within yourself is like an appetite, or I call it appetizer, that strike, the excitement affects your, I'm going to call it appetite or appetizer in you, and then you always have a desire for it, even though you don't like it. Isn't that something? It's like crack. He always got a desire for crack, but yet he knows he don't really like it, or she don't really like it, amen? Mm-hmm. And the same way be with it, what we call sexual experience, amen. Even though you can be where you don't like it, but you still desire it. And this is a good example. Whenever you catch a man or woman, if you catch a woman that she gonna never let no man control her, you can't control me, ain't more than likely something that happened in her life. Because the one who she trusted in, she gave herself to the one she trusted in, and then he violated that trust. And so now she don't trust nobody. And so if you're going to date her, guess what? She's going to be the boss. You know why? It's because of what? She's been violated. And because of the violation, she don't have no trust in you. She don't have a trust in a man. She don't trust the man, yet she loves the man, but she don't have no trust in the man, amen. It's because the man, it was a man that violated her, amen. It was a man that did that to her, amen, that took all of her strength and power away from her by taking her arm or holding her arm down or whatever, that's what I did this way. Holding her arm down and amen, that she couldn't get up, amen. Just violated her, amen. This is my wife, amen. And being that she was violated, amen, and now because of the violation, she's struggling right now, even with relationships. She got problems.
Amen.
Amen. That's my wife.
You should be taking shots all day.
Yeah. Amen. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, amen? I'm talking about how you're struggling in yourself. And you won't open up. And you won't loosen up, amen. And you won't give it over to Jesus. And you won't turn it over. You're still holding on to something that God wants to take away from you. God wants to, the Lord came to deliver you and set you free from that. So that you can trust again. So that you can love again, amen? Because if you can't trust nobody else, you have to be able to trust the Lord. He won't do you wrong, amen. He loves you with an everlasting love. He never turns his back on you.
What's that word you always tell me?
Yeah. I'm trying to get somebody on the line somewhere. Okay, but you need some deliverance, amen. That took place in your life. I woke up feeling full this morning. Lord said, talk about struggle. And we all having struggles in the life this time. The wind was contrary to them when they was trying to get to the other side. You can't go no further until you get a release. Because every time you try to go forward, guess what? Shame gonna come up. Even when you try to approach somebody, shame will get in your face. And you start feeling less about yourself because of the experience that you had in your life. You feel that you, I'm not worth, you know, you see this woman or whatever it is, you feel less bad. You know, when you've been through things like that, you start feeling less bad. Any of y'all had that problem? I know I used to wear buddy shoes, and I used to feel less bad because I had on buddy shoes and they had on Converse.
I was fast black and ice
skating. That ain't all, you know. When I saw the other mirrors too, I wore overalls too. Y'all know what that is. You know your country boy. You got on overalls. My name was Star. I tell you what, my uncle used to laugh. He said, boy, you can take Mac overalls and set them in a corner there, set them by themselves. Because that's the way my mama had them starch, you know. That old homemade starch, you know. And then put water on it. If you didn't wet it, you can almost crunch the pan if you didn't wet it after they soak it down in there. But when they got through, they starched. Sure. And I felt less than. Yeah, because I wore overalls and other kids wore blue jeans. Mm-hmm. 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 Is that right? And a lot of people get into that. You know, even back in the day, you know, when we used to have a girl, y'all didn't keep the dresses on, you know. And then a lot of girls felt shame and wear their blue jeans. Skirts to see, and because everybody else has their pants on, you get less pain. Mm-hmm. And you have problems in school because you get less pain. Come on, amen. I'm trying to tell you, you don't have to feel less pain in Jesus, amen. Come on, amen. I said, he'll make you more than, amen. But what greater is he that is in you than what? He is in the world. He'll make you greater and better than the world is because he wants to make you more than what you are. And the one who looks down on you, he'll cause them to look up to you. Hallelujah. He'll turn things around. Amen. Amen. For the people who have been looking down on you, God has called you to look up to them. You know, there have been people who've been through a lot of struggles and strains. There's a lot of people who have been down. There are a lot of people who have been kicked and stepped on, amen, that God has turned around and now the whole world looking up to them. He'll turn it around for you, amen. Even some of the prophets that came from broken homes and things. That was Gideon. I believe that was Gideon, I believe, in the Bible. I believe that was him. And God called the almighty man of faith. He said, man, Lord, you keep him talking to me. I'm the poorest. Our family is the poorest one in the whole tribe. Now, we don't have very much. Amen. Now, how are you going to call me almighty man of faith? And here God turned him around to be a great leader. And he brought victory to Israel. And yet he being a poor man, amen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say, wherever you are now, God can bring you up, amen. God can make you somebody, amen.
Amen.
Now, God can make you somebody. You're already somebody. But God can raise you up. But in your struggle, you got to get some deliverance out of your struggle, amen. You got to be willing to confess it and get rid of it. Overcome it. You know, if Jesus can hang up there on the cross, naked and stripped, and bore it all, and then he received glory, greater glory from the Father, and was given the name above every name. Hallelujah. And because of what he endured and what he went through. Nobody said it was going to be easy. Amen. Amen. When Jesus went to the cross, he said, what? My flesh ain't willing, but my spirit is willing, but my flesh ain't willing. Amen. My flesh is weak. Amen. You know, that's what it says. My flesh is weak. It was a struggle. But in order to overcome his struggle, he had to get down and pray. Because the war was going on between his flesh and his spirit. That was a struggle, amen. Trying to get from what? One side to the other side, amen. But he had to get down and pray to overcome his flesh.
Yes.
So that he can move into the spirit, amen.
Amen.
So the place that you're in now is the struggle that you're in the place that you're in, but you got to get ready with praise to God, amen. Mm-hmm. What he said, call unto me and I will answer thee. And I will show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not, amen. Huh?
Yeah.
I want to show you something, Lord said. In your struggle, I want to show you that I'm a deliverer. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show you that I can bring you out. You will never know I can bring you out if you don't ever give me a try. You will never know what God can do if you don't try. You see, James, faith without works is dead, amen. In other words, if I want to have faith in God, that means I've got to act on the word of God. I don't know what we talked about the prescription earlier. You got to get your prescription and act on the prescription and take your prescription and do what the word say do, because you would never know until you give them a try, amen. There's some of you on the line, you need to try Jesus today. You need to stop playing around. Stop procrastinating. Well, I'm going to do it after a while. I'm going to do it after a while, amen. Stop procrastinating and go on and try Jesus, amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. He turned my life around. He brought me out to the inner house, amen. Praise God. I was struggling, amen, with my anger inside, amen. He delivered me. Struggling with anger. You know why I was struggling with anger? I was struggling with anger because I thought maybe I was less than. I wasn't as rich as other people. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like because I'm from the country that somebody else was more than me, so I had to go out and prove. Something. What do I have to try to prove? I had to prove that I was somebody. Amen. Struggling with identity problem, you know what I mean? A lot of us struggling with identity problem. That's why we do all the things that we do. We're struggling with our identity. We're trying to be like somebody else and not knowing that somebody's trying to be like you. You know, all that stuff you be doing, you're trying to be like somebody else, and they sit there watching you. Oh, I wish I was like that. And that's how he used to think the rest of us there. And the other person, that girl loves, she's playing to do. Oh, I wish I was like the teacher, amen. The teacher's always sitting on time, amen. She always tell it. But at the same time, I'm trying to say, you know, you be looking at somebody else, and somebody else is watching you.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking you want to be like somebody else, and somebody, they wish they could do like to say some of the things you do. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking less of yourself. And other people think more about you than you think about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, God thinks more about you than you think about yourself, amen. Because God so loved, I have to use that scripture. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son so that he can save you. You must be important. Mm-hmm. You putting yourself down, and God wants to raise you up, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
Dealing with the struggles, amen. I mean, anybody struggle with identity?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in here struggle with identity problem, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be like somebody else? Amen. But good then, amen.
Nope.
So praise God. I'm glad all y'all delivered there, amen.
Amen.
Praise God, amen. I'm still struggling with some things, amen. Praise God. Amen. I ain't struggling with identity today. Amen. But I've been all right for a long time. I just didn't know it. Amen. Amen. What I'm trying to say. I've been handsome for a long time, but I just didn't know it.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just didn't know it. Amen. Praise God. But I'm struggling with it, amen. He gives us understanding. He is struggling with it, amen. Trying to beat somebody, amen.
You struggle with that hair loss.
Hey, now that's you.
Y'all live right in the top of it. I told him don't talk about me. Because I just got one ball spot, but he's going to wipe down my middle.
And he's struggling with not having a ball with
it.
He's struggling right there. You can see him about 2 years.
No, I got more haircuts.
And mighty hell, all his hair right around here. And he just falls in the top. I can see him struggling with that. So when he does, he just goes to a clean slick daddy so that the whole thing would be so he'd be struggling with
hair loss. I
ain't gonna have no horseshoe. Hello, y'all. Come on. If you're struggling with hair loss, I can help you, amen. He's going to put no more back up there, but what he will do, he'll help you to know how to live and live with it.
We live without it.
See, God always going to help you out, though. Amen. Well, everybody else be ashamed, and you can walk proudly. Right on in there. Amen. Who made that? Tell us the Bible. That was his name. Who made it? Who made it a real thing for men when everybody else was struggling with it?
Yep.
And he went out and sported it.
He sported it. Belly.
Hallelujah. And what was that name? Grace. Was that Grace Jones?
Yeah,
Grace Jones. And she went out there and made it popular, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Just a kid, a woman in the movie star made it popular. You see, God can turn things around, amen. Because a lot of things that you're struggling with, amen. Somebody else, you can take that same thing and God calls you to be popular with.
Amen.
But does that depend on how you look at yourself? Amen.
Amen.
Is there somebody online today you're struggling? We want to pray for you. Amen. If you put your name up there, you're struggling with addiction, and you're struggling with that, you've been molested, or whatever the situation you're in. That's the way you talk about molested. We've had people who ain't talked about it for 70 some years. Some of them ain't talked about it for 70 years. Some people 50 some years. Some people had it, it happened to them, and since they got talked about it, they got delivered from it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I can't call the name, but 78 years old. And it happened to her when she was 13. So how many years is that? 63 years she's been dealing with pain, struggling with it. And here, 2 weeks ago, she finally got delivered. You need some deliverance, amen. I know some of that happened to you. You need some deliverance today. You need to let me pray for you, amen. You can call me at 817-614-4505 and talk about it because you need some deliverance. Amen?
Amen.
I just want to tell everybody on Facebook today, on whatever it is back there, amen. Amen. Just want to tell all of you, if you're struggling, God wants to deliver you. God wants to deliver you from your hurt. Now you're the first thing in hell, amen. And you don't have to go there because it wasn't made for you, amen. Huh? Wasn't made for us, amen. But if you want to go there, you won't stop from going. If you want to receive Jesus today, put your hand up today. Put your name up there today. You need to receive Jesus. And we want to pray for you. Father God, I just thank you, Lord. For helping them to overcome the struggles in their life, Lord. They're struggling with themselves, within themselves, oh Lord. They're struggling with situations that are taking place in their life. Lord, they're struggling, oh Lord, to overcome. To go from one side to the other side. They're struggling today, Lord. Now, Lord, I'm asking you to give them strength to overcome, yes, Lord, that they will be able, Lord, to overcome the winds and overcome the storms of life that's coming against them.
Amen.
I'm asking, Lord, that you would strengthen their lives, Lord, to turn from flesh, to turn to spirit, Lord, to turn from the world, Lord, to turn to you. Lord, they need to overcome today, and I'm asking, Lord, for their Holy Spirit will move in their life, Lord, and give them the strength to overcome them.
Yes. Thank you.
Give them the grace, O Lord, to be able to endure the thorns that's in their flesh and the thorns that's in their side, Lord. Give them the grace to be able to endure, Lord, to get through this struggle, Lord. They're struggling with who they are and what they are, Lord, because they don't know that you are God. And if they call upon you, Lord, you will deliver them and set them free. And so, Lord, I want to thank you for liberating the people today.
Yes.
And I give you thanks for the liberation in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Say do anything.
Amen.
There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. Amen. There's nothing I can't get through with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If God be for me, what? He's more than the whole world against me. Amen. So God bless y'all on Facebook. I thank y'all for tuning in today. Brother Raven is watching. God bless you, brother. Amen. Praise God. I wasn't trying to expose everybody. I'm going to bring them in. God bless you. Hallelujah. If somebody got a testimony, someone needs some deliverance today. Someone got a praise report, amen, if you're struggling. Now, we want to know about your struggles. Anyone online today, you're having a struggle.
I got a regular picture today.
Go ahead.
Something said back earlier. I finally see the light up. So I thank God for that. I keep it to myself.
Amen.
But I just want to let you know that was a good word today, struggles, and that I did get an understanding about something today. I shared it with you. So,
amen.
You know, but it helped me see something. Just get us all. That's what it is right there.
Amen.
Thank God for that. I didn't like to talk about my hair again, but you know, they'll get you for your
feet. Hallelujah. Amen. He always bring it up. He's talking about my ball here. So we're going to wait till we get out of church. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else who got a testimony? Amen. You want to share with us? About struggle. The same. Don't you have a testimony you want to give?
I've had no struggle.
Of course you have a testimony. Tell what you got a testimony.
When you two be cracking on each other all the more. I just want to thank God for my healing. I was sick for the last 2 weeks. And the only way it was, came down sick. And I could eat, and I had no strength, and I just been maybe weak. And I missed those 6 Sundays to church. But thank God that now I'm here. I feel so much better. And I didn't know it was, he told me what I had to do. I didn't know, I knew what to do in the last couple of weeks. And then, so I got better. And I thank God that he healed me. You're healing my God. I didn't thank God for being here.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Well, go ahead, Kristen. Go ahead, Gina.
I don't have several, but I don't have any struggles that caused me to be oppressed or anything. Mm-hmm. So I thank God for that. 1 point of time. That I was suffering with depression the other day. But I can say that it's been unique and troubling me. That I had a feeling of depression phase.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's pretty much when I feel myself beating me down, I'm like, okay, that's me. And I shake out of it and I keep it pushing.
Amen.
But she said, once you get the feeling, she shake it off, huh? David, shake, shake, shake. Anyone else? Anyone else? Well, amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. Anyone online? Brother Brian? Well, amen. Well, we're going to say and be dismissed.
Pastor Pate, I'm just listening to good word today. I don't have too much to say. I'm just reading for being alive today. Thank God for my family. I just thank God for the word. Today was some trauma to me. You know, tomorrow ain't trauma to me. I just thank God for where he had brought me from. And he brought me from a long way. And I just thank God for his grace that I'm alive today. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Give the Lord another hand praise. Hallelujah, everybody. Give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Give the Lord a shout.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Do y'all believe in giving the Lord a shout?
Hallelujah.
Come on, give the Lord a shout.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How do we break yoke? We give praise. Amen. How do you destroy the devil? How do you confuse the devil? You give a shout. You give a praise. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Stand on your feet then. Amen. Come on, everybody give God a shout again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. It might look foolish or sound foolish, but God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Amen. And so with the wisdom of the world, they didn't know God. Amen. But you see, these little things that you do, like giving God a praise, it don't sound like much. Sometimes it don't look like much. But you'd be surprised how much you're going to change your attitude. You know, when you're down, you just get up, hallelujah, sometimes, you know. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And all of a sudden, your mental state will change because you gave God a praise, gave God a faith. Amen. Anyone else before we go? Amen. Everybody give the Lord a hand praise again. We're going to learn how to praise God. Amen. When the crowd comes, we're going to be already praising God. Right? We don't need y'all, amen. We've been praising God all this time. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. Somebody dismissed us.
What I say unto what?
Watch.
Pray.
Live holy.
Amen.
Amen. God bless y'all. Amen. See y'all Wednesday night, or I see y'all Monday on the other line. Three votes to be on tonight, 299, I think, anyway. 299-299. And
yes, sir.
9 o'clock? 9 o'clock or 7 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
Huh?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
All right. There's a pre-vote be on 9 o'clock tonight, 299-299. Amen. So God bless y'all. Keep y'all. We'll see y'all next time. May the peace of God be with you. God bless.
You are the last party in the conference. Miracles when you move. Such an easy thing for you. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my